Let an old man molest you, and you'll be great at karate.
But first, you have to do a whole bunch of housework for him.
But first.
But first. But you have to go butt first towards the old man who's molesting you. Got it.
Drunk. This is the BitPubs audio podcast in which we have a conversation about anything and everything revolving around console video gaming, past, present, and future. And whilst doing so, we are having a few too many fine craft beers and spirituous beverages and dirty socks that are hanging over microphones booms at this point. We're not actually having a lot of those.
It's my peas are popping. I needed a sock.
You're trying to stop the pop. My name is Ian Greer, and stopping the pop, hanging out with me, he don't need no education, James Lambert.
I'm not wearing pants.
He is not. Confirmed. This is actual truth. He is not wearing pants.
Fact.
Fact. Definite fact. Also hanging out with me and drinking a little too much. All in all, he's just another brick in the wall. Danny Gwynn.
I'm gonna keep it the
How can you have pudding if you haven't eaten your meat?
Ian. You can't have any pudding.
Good recovery. Good save.
I was a little off guard by that.
We were talking about it. We're talking about a lot of controversy.
I put the cunt in controversy.
You put the James D. That he does. And to put the more in rumors, Danny Gwynn's going to tell us all about it.
Okay, guys. So it's a pretty simple wrap up this time around. We're talking about the potential for updated PlayStation and Xbox consoles coming up in the near future. How do we feel about it? How do we think people out in the world feel about it? Maybe they're pretty pissed off. Maybe they're kind of indifferent. Maybe they're psyched about it. We don't know. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more as we get into A Bit Drunk.
Between delicious puns,
the San Jose Giants are going to set up some fireworks.
They are just about to do that, yeah. It is 80s night at the San Jose Municipal Stadium.
Ladies in their 80s.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. It's 80s night, not ladies night.
Ladies in their 80s night. We're looking for ladies with no hips. You know what I'm saying.
A G-MILF, or potentially a GG-MILF.
Oh, good God.
That right there. You hear that, guys? That's the sound of like a dozen people unsubscribing from this podcast.
That's the entirety
that's
of our listeners.
That's the one dozen.
Your testicles shriveling back into your body,
and or your vagina drying up beyond belief.
Oh, well ahead of you there.
Yep.
Well ahead of you there.
Real dry.
We did discuss. I do like the idea
like
of like.
Like a sandworm, if we ever have
if we ever have a bit pub or bit drunk meetup, ladies in their 80s should be the theme.
That's the theme.
I don't know what I'd do.
We all know what you'd do.
You'd probably go pantsless. I mean, that's
I am
thing.
Now. If that's it's 100 fucking degrees in your garage at our meetup, then yes, no pants.
No pants, ladies in their 80s.
No pants, Lambert. And ladies in the rain.
It is hot.
It is.
It's hot.
It's real sweaty up in here.
Up in here.
DMX.
When we're not always sweaty, we're playing some games. We're playing some.
I mean,
video
we're probably
games
a little bit sweaty while we're playing games.
Yeah, I'm actually very sweaty. I sweat all the time.
We know.
Danny, what the hell you been doing? What the hell you been playing? Aside from making a really great house of beer cans. That's full. I'm drinking that.
Well, this one's not being drunk.
That one's a bit drunk.
No. Can do this.
We're getting there.
So I mentioned on the last podcast that I recently became a father.
What?
And boo. Congratulations.
Dumbass! I mean, yeah.
So as it turns out, my kid's pretty great, and he took very quickly to sleeping well through the night.
Hey, that's awesome.
So I'm pretty fucking stoked about that, because that first month was real
rough. I was going to remark earlier, it's like, you don't look totally exhausted right now.
No, it's fantastic. So I have recently purchased Overwatch for my PS4. And
you and everybody else.
I was a huge fan of Team Fortress 2, and upon seeing the initial videos having to do with Overwatch, I knew that this was going to be in the similar vein, and Blizzard's making it, and I'm a giant Blizzard fanboy, so there was nothing that was going to stop me from buying this game. So I picked it up, and I am happy to report that it's a great game. If you like the role-based team shooter genre,
like Katamari Damacy?
Yeah, like that. No, nothing like that.
Okay.
So anyway, it's particularly great for my situation now where I have to be like responsible and aware of a small child, because the matches last 10 minutes or less generally.
Is that true, James? Do you have to pay attention?
I don't know about Danny's kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, James doesn't have to pay attention to my kid at all. Very nice. So it's nice for me because I'm able to play a 10-minute game, and you know, if the kid needs some diaper change, which is a very frequent occurrence, or he needs to eat, that is when I get to play. Is when he's doing the boob thing, because then here you go.
You can literally provide help at that.
You cannot provide milk from your lactils.
Correct.
Lactils are that's like the thing where your milk comes out.
Yeah. Memories.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
You don't re-memory. How did you do that?
You don't remember.
You are both correct.
Yes.
So anyway.
I'm a dad.
Very good, James. I've been able to play Overwatch. It's great. Got a bunch of folks from work who are playing, so we're able to play semi-regularly. And it's nice because, again, bite-sized chunk games, it's not something like The Witcher, where I feel like I have to play an hour to an hour and a half to feel like I get anything done.
RPGs, man. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm enjoying it quite a bit, and still continuing to play a little bit of the Yoshi game for Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
Yoshi Woolly World. That one's fun. Good platformer excitement there. So that's what I've been playing. Jaime.
Oh, me?
Yeah,
you.
Joel.
I had downloaded a game about like independent game thing, what I've been playing. So there's this game that is from a developer in Portland. It's called Firewatch.
Oh, shit.
And no, Patrick was talking about that.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, that game's great.
I played through it once, and it definitely has replayability because you're set up with these choices, and some of them you can tell are kind of like real choices, and other ones like pick up this thing or don't. It doesn't really matter. You're going to have the same effect. So I played it like a real person. I think I'd like to go back through and play it as a crazy person. Basically, the summary of the game is you're a dude, you're living in Colorado, and it sets up this like you have a wife and a life. And then your wife gets early onset senility, I'm assuming Alzheimer's, and she goes into a care facility. And then you decide, fuck this place, I'm getting out of here. And you go and you're a Firewatch guy. And then weird shit starts happening. Like you see a dude in the darkness in the middle of nowhere. And these young ladies are starting fires and letting off fireworks. And so you have to make these choices and figure out how to go through the game and what makes sense. And you have this contact that's in another Firewatch tower across this valley that you're stationed in, who's kind of like your manager, I guess, for lack of a better word. And it's pretty linear, and it still has kind of an open world area you can kind of sandbox and play around in. It's fun. I like it.
I think too, because I started playing a little bit of it, and the backstory as to why you are on Firewatch.
Mm-hmm. There's a long really
struck,
lead up.
Yeah, and it really struck me because it's fairly depressing, and it kind of it like one. I felt it was really good game making because that's like, if you look back to some of like the classics that a lot of people reference, like, oh, I felt so good from here and stuff like, and you know, like I reference Link to the Past a lot, especially like the opening scene from that. And it's like, there's very little dialogue in that, but it's creating an emotion, it's creating an aura. And so now that we have all this technology that we're able to tell a story, we literally have more memory on our systems and our mm-hmm. media to tell a story. Good storytelling is what's going to win. And it sets up for that, like, this is kind of a, like, he's literally running away. Like,
it's a pretty depressing beginning.
Yeah,
to the
and
story.
It's, I guess there might be, like, some sort of psychological overtone of, like, yeah. he's watching it all burn.
Yeah, at one point, in the game, I was like, I don't think that this lady that we're talking to over the radio is real. I think it's made up. I think it's in my head.
Yeah.
And it's never really confirmed throughout the whole game in the version that I played. So that's kind of one of the reasons why I want to go back through it again and go through the storyline and make different choices is figure out, okay, what are the changes? Do I get to actually meet this person? Do, like, what happens?
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
It's cool. Highly recommended.
Yeah. Oh, my turn.
Ian.
I've been playing two. Ratchet and Clank. I mean, I've been keeping my shit going on, but I got the new Ratchet & Clank a little while ago. That's just great. That is a great game. Holy shit. Like, great. Welcome back to that series. Such a well-designed game. So well-designed, like, just control structure and how it operates. And it just looks good. Like, this game just looks gorgeous. So the actual Ratchet & Clank movie came out, and I didn't even see it because, like, Rotten Tomatoes is, like, -2. Because it was apparently terrible. But it also looks...
surprised?
Yeah, I mean...
Is it worse than the John Leguizamo Super Mario Brothers?
I don't think anything could be worse than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I still loved that movie as a kid, but it was
I love the
kids
hell
are
out
stupid.
Of it.
Well, that's absolutely true.
I also loved the Mortal Kombat movie as a kid.
I also did.
Again, I still, to this day, love the Mortal Kombat movie soundtrack because it was fucking awesome. But I mean, you go back and watch that movie, it's like, wow, this is actually terrible. Oh. But I adored it as a kid because I love Mortal Kombat. But I would say the game is a better movie than the movie.
Danny
was.
Is so deathly afraid of things.
There's a
flying.
Fly.
I'm not afraid of it at all.
Look, your face right says, there. That's going to eat me.
You're going to become a fly. You're going to become Jeff Goldblum,
gonna go
and then you're going to become
your
a fly.
And eat your insides.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Please continue, Ian.
Oh, sure. But yeah, I would say the game is a better version of the movie than the movie was.
Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah,
you're talking about.
The game is gorgeous. The game is Pixar gorgeous. So yeah, I've been playing that. That's a shit ton of fun. And then I randomly decided to go back and start playing Mario Kart 8 again because I didn't perfect all of the stages and it's been just eating away at me. And that's a great little thing where I have some time. Like, oh, I've got like it's later at night and it's like probably hit the bed soon. You know, like I didn't get to play many games, but I just want to do something. And so I fired it up, and now I'm like, I'm in the 150cc, and it's like, yeah, I can win every race. Like, I can ultimately end up in first, but unless you get a perfect, like, you get the, what is it, 3-star rating for every circuit.
Right.
So now I'm trying to do that, which I'm at that point where every, like, I'll play through it, and my first 3 races are fine, and then the last one, like, something happens at the very last second. Like, some fucker has a blue shell, and I get fucked over, and so I get, like, second place. I'm like, ah, damn it.
And second place, just first place for losers.
Yeah, you ain't first, you're last.
Just first losers, all that is.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Ian's weeping softly.
I really am because it's very annoying. Because it's so annoying. It's so I've just been going back through that. I know the game's like what over a year old at this point, but. It had just been sitting there. I haven't even touched 200cc. Oh, no, I played a 200cc race, and it was, like, fucking crazy.
That shit is...
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Bonanners.
Yeah. And then I'm still working my way through Xenogears. That game is awesome. That game is really awesome, but it is a mental strain because that game is so, like... The story is so hefty, and it was really at that time where it's like, oh, everything's on CD now, so we can tell a lot more, but oh shit, we don't have the budget to do all, how the hell do we do all of this? So
all words.
It's a lot of back and forth, and it's technically, it's like a Star Wars thing, like when A New Hope came out, and it was like, everybody's like, episode 4, this, like, Xenogears is actually, like, in the timeline, in the storyline, is actually, like, episode 5 of everything. So
one up in that Star Wars shit.
Yeah, so it's in, it's in this whole Xeno universe. So I've been hitting parts where I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, and it, I'm tired at night. I'm like, I can't. What the hell is this? I'm just gonna quit now and go back to the save point because none of this shit makes any sense. But I mean, with that glowing review, how could you not want to go out and play that game right now? But no, if you want a good RPG and you want a very good and very complex story that's told well, go and play this game. Go and play Xenogears. Also, you know, make fun of me for not perfecting Mario Kart.
You fucking dork.
You what a piece dick. Of shit.
Also, I realized we did it backwards. Normally talk about what we're drinking first. I went with games first.
What have we been drinking?
We've been drinking a lot of things. James, you brought a thing. You brought a drinking thing.
Six things.
Yeah.
This can says burrito on it. It's from Oscar Blues in Colorado. And it's great when it's balls hot and you just want something that's easy drinking. And I like burritos. I like burrito.
Yeah. That was the first thing I thought. I was like, I want to be like, it's super hot. We record in San Jose, California, and it is retarded hot right now. And I don't mean to disparage the differently abled when saying that.
I mean, like the way your engine rotates and your timing is advanced or retarded.
I'm slowing down. Yeah. Are you slowing down an aircraft? Like it's that hot right now. No, it is ridiculously hot in San Jose right now. And you brought this and it was nice and cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh shit.
Easy drinking.
Yep, easy drinking.
Nice. It's that lager.
It's that Mexican style lager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oscar Blues in Colorado. That shit's correct. Good. And I brought from Unita Brewing in California, Baba Black Lager. They think like Baba Black Sheep, and it literally has a black sheep on its can. I kind of like the design of the can too, where it has like little compass rose.
I do love cans.
Although it is funny. Yeah, this Who is doesn't? The, everything is in Talking cans that we're boobs. Drinking this time around.
Butts.
Yes. Cans and asses.
A little column A, a little column B.
It has a little compass rose on the top, which I thought was really funny because it's like, it doesn't work. It's just there.
I thought it
worked. Especially if you're drunk,
you'd
be like, oh, it's north.
It led me to the beer.
That's what it did. But yeah, Unita Brewing, California. Not to be confused with Abita Brewing out of, they're technically a New Orleans brewery, but you can't brew in New Orleans, so they're somewhere else. Mississippi.
I don't think this is pronounced Unita because it's U-I-N-T-A.
You need a beer. That's what you need.
Uinta. I think it's Uinta.
Uinta. See, I've been dyslexic for this thing the whole time, so just ignore me. I've been doing all this
stuff
for a while.
We try so hard.
I do. Also, this says Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah.
Jace.
So I totally got that wrong too.
Good job, Ian. You fucked up the one thing you
totally
had to say during
on
the
everything
segment.
He says.
We've been drinking a lot.
Please see the rest of this podcast.
For more Ian fuck ups, continue listening.
Ah, when Nintendo made the PlayStation 2. Get out. That's what we're drinking. That's what we're playing.
Oh,
man. There's a dog.
Dog. Danny has beer on his penis.
Beard in my crotch.
I'm about to throw hair in your back. Since the face been revealed, game got real. Radio been gassing niggas, my prostitutes. Scream the ill, I'm the inventor. 86 rhyming at the center debut. 93 LP told you to enter. Stealing my light. Crawl up in the bed with grandma beneath the lazy boy where you hid your knife. Ghost is back, stress Cadillacs, fruit cocktails. Hit the shells at Puss Pastry Rag. Walk with me like Dorothy. Try to judge these plus degrees. Such a cow, rash the fiend. Getting waxed off.
Live right now.
This is like, oh, the real, oh shit.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
I forgot we built that giant radio transmitter on top of my house.
I thought to transmit to the internet,
which is underground.
Directly to the internet.
And wires, sometimes.
It wirelessly transmits to the internet that's underground.
We just, it basically just yells what we're saying at Google.
We're talking
and
to
then they put it on the internet.
What?
We're talking to the Nebuchadnezzar. Deep underground where the earth is still hot.
That's a Matrix thing?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. Sweet reference, bro.
What were you saying, Ian?
I don't know.
About Sony? You said Sony some
hot.
Bullshit.
And then I started talking about nerd stuff. Sony and Microsoft might be building new versions of their consoles. So like a new version of the Xbox One and a new version of the PlayStation 4.
Not a next gen platform.
No, not like Xbox 1-2 or PlayStation 5. I don't know what. Also, I have no idea what Sony
720 call their Xbox next. 720.
The 720, but they already
PlayStation 5.
But yeah, PlayStation 5, that makes sense. They did, like, Sony has even referenced that, by the way. Like, Shuhei Yoshida has even brought that up. Like, he was like, I would imagine, like, PlayStation 5 would be around by that point. So it's like, all right.
Hey, well, dumb.
More than, I mean, we, you know, that shit's in R&D somewhere. Somebody's, like, fucking definitely around with stuff. Like, and they're planning things or whatever. But yeah, I have no idea what they would call the next Xbox. It's already, so it would be the Xbox 2? Xbox 2?
Whatever, they'd probably come up with some other dumb bullshit name.
Xbox 2?
I hope it's the Xbox Part 2.
Part 2.
And Charlie Sheen is their promotional vehicle.
Oh, that'd be great. Also, Hot Shots was a good movie.
Amen.
Drink to that.
Turns out Charlie Sheen was crazy back then, but none of us thought he was. We just thought he was fun.
No one just really realized it.
Or acknowledged it. Anyways, so they might be making new ones. And it's not like the next version. It's not like PlayStation 5. Nor is it like PlayStation 4 Slim. Like they did PlayStation 3, PlayStation 3 Slim, and then Super Slim.
It's not skinnier versions of the same bitch.
No. Yeah, or like later on when...
That's a huge bitch.
The PlayStation 4 big bitch.
Who let that guy into the marketing boardroom like, again?
It's Herb's son.
Get it? God damn it.
It's Herb's son, Chase.
Is it like when Lil' Kim went to jail and she got really fat? Is that what the PlayStation 4 is going to be like?
4.5.
Yeah. Sorry, the poor point five.
Or yeah, that. The porn point. PlayStation porn 0.5. Yeah. It's just Brazzers apps.
I've been
everywhere.
Waiting for a sexual hole in a PlayStation for years.
I feel like
I'll take a dongle.
VR is so.
So will it?
We talked about this on the last podcast. They had the PlayStation Experience in December, and they previewed their VR shit. But then they also had an entire bodysuit, and they played the new version of. Did you play Rez on the Dreamcast?
Yeah.
Or PlayStation 2. So they have Rez Remastered for PS4 coming out for VR or PlayStation VR or whatever.
So it's like Lawnmower Man?
Yeah, but then they have like an entire bodysuit with vibrators everywhere, including in the crotch area. And I was like, this is it. This is the
Did it come with acid drops?
I don't think it came with it, but I also don't think they turned you away if you were...
Yeah, they're not stopping you from enjoying it.
God damn it.
For the listeners at home, I just made a really super high acid face at Danny, and then he laughed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
I miss James's explanations of the non-audible things that we do.
The audio commentary of the audio is what I would.
The audio commentary of the visual things. Like, I'm also rolling the sleeves up on this shirt that's super sweet.
Oh, yeah. Important note for the listeners. James is doing this entire podcast with no pants on.
It is hot as Beelzebub's ball sack.
And if it wasn't before, it sure is now.
Yeah. The air conditioning broke down in our state-of-the-art studio.
In our high-tech, laser-powered spaceship studio.
Laser.
Place.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get ripe.
Wait, starting?
I think
you're continuing to get ripe.
You're already there. I'm really, like, by the end of this, I just want you to be full nude. I want you to be...
We're going
to
have to get sprayed down with a hose.
I already got the sprinkler hooked up, so we're good.
We can run through this.
We just go run and jump through the sprinklers?
Woo! Right. Do you have a slip and slide set up?
No.
Not yet.
We do have the sex tarp. We could just...
Isn't that the same thing as a slip and slide? A sex tarp equals a slip and slide. You're just fucking on a sex tarp.
Yeah, but the slip and slide has a brand name on it. If you just go to Home Depot and buy a tarp, it's whatever the hell you want it to be.
A tarp and a 10-pound bucket of lube.
It's just lube.
Industrial grade.
It's just like super plain font. It's like a 5-gallon bucket. Lube. No further commentary, no questions. You might be using it for legitimate purposes, or this could be sexy time, which would be a legitimate purpose, I would suppose. Lubrication is very important.
I suggest that we create our own lubricant and brand it as Varmint Grease.
Here.
What do you guys think?
Do we have investors yet? Anyone listening at home, if you'd like to invest in Varmint Grease, it's a super gross, sexy lube. Send your small unmarked bills to somewhere on the internet that will get to us. I don't know how.
Yeah,
this
just throw
works.
It. Yeah, throw it at the internet. We'll find it.
Throw it at your mobile device screen or computer screen now. Thank you very much.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Ah, we got it. Yay!
It's all sticky.
Yeah, it's not like candy sticky.
New.
I know candy.
Like baby butter sticky.
She's nice.
I know candy's very nice.
All right, what are we talking about? PlayStation?
Yeah, shits? I don't know.
Or Microsoft.
Look, they're going to do a new thing of their old thing. What do we think about
that? So the rumors are, and there's this back and forth of confirmation and the PR sort of, I think, what was the word you used? It was kind of like a purposeful leak or like just...
Intentional?
Intentional. There we go. There we go. Intentional.
English.
Yeah.
Like camping.
English.
Intentional.
is that Warhammer?
Ba-doom-ching.
What? Or that's Warhammer is...
No, Warhammer is fucking intense.
Okay. Yeah. email info@thebitpub.com for the long backstory on that. On why Warhammer is fucking intense.
Story.
And long.
Long backstory. So yeah, they're making new shit.
We are never going to get through this episode.
We are keeping the ship afloat.
I'm keeping something afloat.
Whoa.
All right, continue on.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the history?
This may be one of our best episodes. Okay. This may be one of our best episodes ever. James is fanning himself.
Whoa, he just buttercupped himself. he farted and then basked in the fart.
It doesn't stink if it's your own. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm right.
Am I right? No, I'm totally right. You all are wrong. Y'all motherfuckers is wrong. Shit. So it's probably not going to be the next generation of these generation of consoles, but it's also not going to be like, hey, we made it cheaper, smaller, thinner, better, whatever. It's like we're actually adding...
That's the part I'm confused by. Why would they not make it cheaper, number one, as it gets older? Better I'm cool with, but also make it take up less space, always.
See, I like that idea of like going smaller form factor, like as time goes on, like iterate on things. And it also, in some ways, from an engineering perspective, it allows you to correct errors where you might notice some things like 6 months into production where this chip or this particular brand of disk drive mm-hmm. has problems, whatever. And you can switch them out.
Sony has done that every time. PlayStation 1's got smaller, 2, 3.
That's right, it was a PS1, mm-hmm. the actual PS1. PS2, you had the fat and the slimmy, which that was a huge difference.
PlayStation 1 had the PlayStation 1 and then the ONE.
Right.
Right. There were versions. Yeah, there was the... Wait, there was an actual, like, PS... Well, there was, ONE, like, PSX PlayStation is what everybody 1. Called it, which was the big
there
gray...
There was the PlayStation.
Big gray one, and then the small, cute, white one was
PlayStation ONE.
Yeah.
And you get the LCD and shit for that. That thing was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then... I still think the most remarkable was PlayStation 2 to place like the fatty to slim. The slim. That ridiculous. Thing was real like tiny. That went super small.
There was lots of shit that we didn't need, obviously, in the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, and like things that they
all
could
that
build
empty
in.
Space, for example.
Yeah. Also, there were some games you couldn't play. Like if you wanted to put Final Fantasy 11, you couldn't play
the online only.
Yeah.
One that came with a hard drive.
Did Xbox make a slim version? Because there was the Xbox. I know they. They didn't.
Well, the first Xbox was a monster.
It was huge. Did they ever make a smaller revision of that?
No,
they did with the 360.
Yes.
Yeah, 360 Slim, and then they also corrected some of their firmware errors with that.
And made their controller not suck out loud.
Yeah, exactly. And then PS3 did 3 variants. The original, like, piano black, and then they did the Slim, which was, like, mm-hmm. a matte finish. And then they did a Super Slim, which just had, like, a 12-gig hard drive and was even tinier sort of thing.
So small.
But yeah, but those were great. Like, especially if you were coming into things later in the game. Like, I came into PS3. I got a PS3 when they had the Slim variant. I didn't get the original one, so it was poor. Also, at that point, I didn't even have TV. So it was really hard to play.
I was
video
poor,
games.
Too. I just splurged my ass off on the PS3.
Nice. Yeah.
Great.
Sploosh. Sploosh. But yeah, once I picked up a TV, and then the wife was like, go to PlayStation 3. You've been staring at that anytime we go to any store that sells it. It's like, okay. But it was nice because it was less expensive. Like, granted, I was several years behind, but it was less expensive, took up less space, like better heat management, blah, blah, blah. It's neither here nor there in this context because I like when they do that. But this is actually, like, we're changing some guts and not in, like, making it cheaper, making parts smaller. Like, we're actually beefing things up. We might be adding CPU and GPU power. So for the
Why is it not a next gen platform if it's beefed up? Makes it not the next thing?
I think that's a really good question. Danny, what do you think?
Well, I don't actually know how to answer James' question, but I think they're developing in the same vein for it, like all the PlayStation 4 games that you can play on your PS4 now, you'll be able to play on your PS4. 0.5 for lack of an official name.
And I think Sorry to interrupt. I think what you're asking is like, well, we're changing out internal bits of hardware and adding power to it.
So why not wouldn't just call it the PS5?
Because, yeah. I mean, like a Nintendo Wii was a slightly boosted GameCube. Why is that an entirely different generation of console? Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's a good point.
Hey, it had motion controls.
This is true. And different sized discs.
That's true.
It was also
way bigger discs.
Probably the best way to play GameCube games.
Because I liked my GameCube.
I loved my GameCube, but if you like, when you got a newer TV and you wanted, now you can't use the Game Boy player, which was a big thing.
Big day.
But what was really nice is if you got a newer TV, because more than like as people were getting Nintendo Wii, they had like flat screen TVs, so you could do like high definition or like the higher ends of high definition, and because the GameCube could support 420p, so it actually had really good output in like 16.9. Or 16:9 aspect, but the composite cable for that didn't sell well at first, and like trying to get it later on, it was just super fucking expensive.
Yeah,
it's like several $100.
When it was really expensive, it was $50.
Yeah, it was new, it was $50. It was proprietary and blah blah blah, and now it's like 200 something. Although, nerd note on the Shmups forum, there's an entire thing like people are cloning it and building open hardware versions of it, which is
thank
cool.
you, nerds.
Yeah. So I've been following that, but the, on the Wii, you can just use the Wii composite cables, which you can get third party for like $10. And so you can play, I can play Metroid Prime in 420p, 480p. And
420p is when you get high before you play Metroid.
Yeah.
And N69. When you got to take a piss or what?
Yeah.
It's a 420p.
You had a question earlier. Your face
so yeah,
perplexed. Maybe that's just your natural.
I generally look like that.
Yeah, you do. And I went on. I went on a tangent about.
Yeah, time for you to shut up.
Now I am the conch shell.
I have the speaking stick. Talk.
Quick, throw a rock on his face. Or the flies. Let's go.
All right. I just want to go back to James's question because it's bothering me that we don't have an answer for.
I just want to call Danny Piggy now and make him look for his specs.
Yeah.
So you made that reference.
And
sorry,
kill his chameleon. Can we kill your chameleon?
Ooh.
No. Anyway, to redress your question of why isn't it just the next generation thing when it's got an update?
Please do.
I think part of it is, or at least I assume it's going to be the same. Operating system associated with it, probably the same accessories will, you know, work. More than anything, I think it might be more of like a way to maybe prevent the current owners of the PS4, the initial one, or the Xbox One initial release from maybe being upset that they are like, well, I had this version or this generation of the console, and it's only been a few years since I got it. I don't want the Xbox 2 or the PS5 to come out already and invalidate my purchase.
I think people are going to be upset regardless if they bought the first thing, especially if they buy it and then like several months later the other thing is announced. That's what I think upsets people, which is you're going to have regardless of whether you're going generationally or half generationally, half stacked.
I'm not saying that it's the right decision. I'm just kind of grasping at straws for why they might be going that route.
Yeah. I think you're totally right. People are going to be upset no matter what. I think it might seem a little bit louder because the time frame, especially if we're looking at this as staying the same, but there's new guts and new things coming out. We're only a few years into the PlayStation 4, mm-hmm. so the video game console industry or the people who use it, the audience, is not fully used to such quick internal iterations.
Mm-hmm.
It could be argued, which we might get into that later, but whereas other industries, like you go and buy like a Samsung Galaxy, you can expect the next Galaxy to be out next year. You buy an iPhone, there's going to be another iPhone out next year. You're always going to get that. And probably...
I can't wait to pour champagne on my PlayStation 4.5.
Yeah, just...
I'm into it.
I'm looking forward to that.
So I think there might also be a sense of like why some people are jaded about this is this is a little unfamiliar territory for a game console. Nintendo tried it with the new 3DS. So I felt like that was kind of the precursor of something like this where it's like, hey, here's something more powerful. You can play all the games on your... I think there's one exclusive.
So what was the difference between those that console and the previous one.
So with Nintendo 3DS, mainly processing power.
And the screen was bigger.
Screen was bigger, and they added like the little C stick
shitty
controller.
Thumbstick that's like a pencil.
Oh, you don't
eraser
like it?
Thing.
I hear a lot of people. I still don't have a new one.
So in a portable, the features were there was a different feature thing. Like you had a bigger display.
Yeah.
So old people, and then like the thumbstick thing.
Yeah, and faster
and
processor.
Some of the, yeah, the processor was.
So I have an old 3DS, the original 3DS XL, and if I put Smash Brothers into it, it takes for fucking ever for a match to load. In the new Nintendo 3DS, it loads significantly faster.
Yeah,
like it's, I would say it's negligibly noticeable.
So I think that there is the argument for the iterative dot release.
Yeah, absolutely. It's especially we're at a point in technology where we move very quick. Not to say we never did move quick before, but like even development tools are going much faster. For most of the cartridge generation, like developers wrote in assembly code. They might have like written at a higher level, but then had to move it down to like the actual machine code of like move this bit to this register and do this, and like that's how Nintendo games and Sega Master System games and even Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis games were coded. Yes, I know there were some other dev tools to help, but as the later stuff came along, but like now it's like people can they can write a game in JavaScript, like something very simple to learn, just use some libraries and build it out. And so moving forward as development tools and development gets easier and easier or more accessible, you can do more shit with it.
And that's a whole nother thing on its own.
That is, yeah.
Indie games are one of my favorites right now.
Yeah.
So
I'm Patrick has me. Patrick, I guess, has been on here before, has me super stoked about Hyper Light Drifter. I just haven't picked it up for... I want to play it so bad on console that I just haven't picked it up for...
After we talked about it last time, I went and watched a couple of Let's Play videos on it. It looks fucking sweet.
I bought the nerdy retro pack that comes with like a fake Super Nintendo cartridge in box.
Of course you did.
Drink.
Drinking. But that's a really good point. Like, what doesn't make this a new console generation, but also, like, it definitely benefited. Like, at this point now, seeing the differences between the 3DS XL and the new Nintendo 3DS, I'm just, at this point, stupid Faye borrowed my old 3DS. So, basically, once she's done with that, I'll get it back, buy a new one, and transfer my shit. And be done from there, because I'm pretty much sold on it. Because there's some games, there's a few exclusive games. I think Majora's Mask.
Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yes.
That was
exclusive.
Exclusive.
I'm gonna get a beer. Listeners at home, I'm getting a beer.
You're getting
right
a beer. They're right.
Okay,
you should
fridge.
Go get one in the beer fridge.
Oh, my ass is sweating.
There's your sound.
There's yeah. So it definitely does make some sense why people are angry, because it does. This is a little bit of unfamiliar territory, because they did it with the Nintendo 3DS. That's a handheld. That's its own little market. That's its own little separate thing. Home console, you buy it and you expect it to last.
You made
the last console, PS3 generation lasted forever.
You made the point that people are maybe unfamiliar with this, and I wonder if actually the opposite is true. Like, I would imagine these are potentially electronically savvy people. They're likely to have smartphones. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're all too familiar with this, and they don't like the fact that
they gotta change.
To kind of keep up with the Joneses, they have to buy a new phone every year, and they don't want to go that route, having to keep up with a new console every 2 or 3 years.
I think you could argue between mobile devices and console devices as being totally separate beasts, because like I would be pissed if I had to pull my fucking entertainment center apart every year and put a new thing in there.
Absolutely.
Versus the thing that's in my pocket, it's a little easier to just like
it is,
throw that thing
but
away.
You know, if someone's, you know, they're already pissed off about having to buy a new device,
so
or a new Samsung or whatever iteration of their smartphone every year, they're probably not going to take too kindly
HTC?
To having to buy what about them?
Are they dead?
Probably.
All
right. LG.
There you go.
They're a thing.
That's real.
They're real.
Nokia, right? Who wants to play Snake?
My pants are already off.
All right. I'm into it.
Here we go.
Going to bend you at 90 degrees.
Player one start.
It's not getting any longer, though.
It's
I keep shoving these
here?
Squares into it, and it's not getting any longer.
What if I'm not a shower or a grower, Danny?
You should probably see a doctor about that.
My watch just told me that I met my stand goal for today.
Good job sitting down, you son of a bitch.
Thanks, drinking beer.
Woo!
You too can achieve your fitness goals by drinking beer and sitting down.
All this can be yours. So yeah, I'm gonna kind of. I mean, you know, no offense, Danny, but fuck you. I'm gonna kind of side with James on this one. Wait, mostly fuck you. Actually, I mean a lot of offense. Fuck
oh
you.
No, this has never happened before.
Wait, I'm confused.
Everyone hates Danny and disagrees.
Your opinion was like your opinion was they were different enough, like from the mobile phone and like the,
yes.
the mobile platform. The
consoles
platforms
and
are
mobile
different.
Are different enough.
Yeah, I do.
So you don't think now, that it's possible that someone could be pissed off about?
I think it's possible anyone could be pissed off about anything.
Absolutely. And that's my point because yeah. the internet.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, absolutely. And sometimes it's magnified because of that. Because now. You've got 1,001. Actually, that's probably a very low number. You have 1,001 websites in which you can put your comments or voice your opinion, or you can have your own YouTube reaction or rant about it. Now, do I think this is the way things are going to go? Yes, absolutely. I think this is the way things are going to go because that's the way that most technology is going. And I think they're dipping their feet in the water. And you're going to have a lot of people. Do you? So we all use a lot of Apple stuff. You guys remember when they changed from like the old iPod connector, like the 30-pin connector, mm-hmm. and then they did their Lightning connector?
Yes.
Everybody lost their fucking shit. Like just shit bricks everywhere.
How can they expect me to buy a new cable?
I gotta buy all new cables, blah, blah, blah. But
my
yeah, I mean,
car,
zoom
everything.
Out from that situation. It's like, well, one, this, they've had this cable for forever.
It was like 12 years, 10 years?
12, 10
like
years.
Some
and that was actually the second version. The original iPod was only FireWire.
Mm-hmm.
So they already had a cable change. Like, that was a new thing. Like, if you had an original iPod, and then later on you got another, like, you had to get cable. It was like, they already had a cable change. But then beyond that, this one was a little bit more of the kind of tech nerd engineering angle of it, where it was like, you're out of space on that technology. Like, for how fast you want, if you want things to go faster, if you want things to be smarter and more convenient about how they operate, they needed to change their technology. And a lot of, I mean, I saw a new Samsung phone connector a little while ago, and I remember because theirs looked a lot like the Apple one, and I was like, yeah, they have to make this change, or going to like micro USB or something like that, whatever. But then everybody got over it, and I would say relatively few people give a shit anymore.
Because they're buying a new phone every year, so.
But yeah. Or every 2 years. I would say, what's that, the average? Because that's the,
probably,
or at least
yeah.
in the United States, because that's the contract length or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
For all our international listeners out there.
Yeah, for you people who actually have good telecom systems and...
or not so good telecom systems.
Not so
systems.
Good telecom systems.
Europe's great.
Yeah, Europe's
in terms
good.
Of the
agreements.
Setup.
Yeah.
Except LTE sucks because they had a bunch of government agencies setting up like
yeah.
the mandatory cell towers everywhere.
Yeah.
But then not
the upgrades
support
take
for
a while,
the
yeah.
LTE upgrade.
They set a lot of the standards, but... don't always uphold where they wanted to go.
Yes.
So yeah, I definitely think like there is a difference, or at least a perceived difference, in a console v other bits of technology, especially given its history of like the base of a console is still the same thing
mm-hmm.
throughout its entire life. So there's some some frustration that might not be like I'm a PlayStation 4 owner. And I have friends I have a lot of friends at work who have PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and they hear about it like, it kind of sucks that, you know, they're like, I'll probably end up buying this because if it offers greater graphics, whatever, because I'm going to be buying a new TV before you know it. And
I'm going to get my curved 4K.
Yeah, exactly.
The curved is the thing right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Currently.
TVs and wieners.
Maybe just the TVs.
No.
I want my TV to go off to the left.
Well, all right.
How does
we
your
can set
TV?
That up for you.
How does your TV dress itself?
That's
fancy Taylor talk for what side pencils? Of your pants does your dick go on?
Oh,
how do you dress yourself? You say left, to the left or the right?
Really?
Yeah,
I never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
Ian's had a lot of old man's touches his dicks.
How else are they going to measure his inseam? They got to just grope up on it.
My inseaman. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. A little nauseous, actually.
Well,
I do know how I feel about that.
Fair enough. I'm with you.
So that's the ultimate reality of everything. A lot of it's rumors. There's a lot of like, you know, intentional leaks. I'm just like, oh fuck, we got to get through this shit. but so that's the intentional leaks, whatever shit that's coming out. J- James, your thing's drooping. Now it's straight up.
Now it's up. Now it's down.
Now it's down. Now it's down.
These things happen.
As you get older, it'll happen more and more.
Jesus.
My God.
Whoa, Jesus.
Way up there.
Get my guard.
Stands proud.
James is playing with his armature. Wiener.
What?
Armchair wiener.
Armchair wiener. But so there's no facts outside of that.
We don't need facts.
Okay, no, so we're speculating that there may or may not be new console-y type things.
And then we're telling you how we feel about that speculation.
Yeah, we're telling you how
actually,
we feel.
But so far, we're just speculating about how we think other people will feel about it.
Or how, I wouldn't even say we're speculating. Like, this seems to be like how other people are, like, or at least we're hearing the anger. And I hear some good.
Well, on the internet, you're always going to hear the vocal minority over everybody else.
You can hear the loud angry
Most people
minority.
Are probably like, eh, I'm either indifferent. I may or may not get it. I might wait a little bit. Whatever.
Exactly. And I think we took a look at a lot of the why. There's some of that anger. Sorry,
I feel James. The same about the presidential election, really. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I mean, I care. I'm kind of pissed off that it's just such shit.
Yeah. This is
Welcome to America.
There should be a third box that says do-over. Where
we
get a brand new set of candidates that does not contain any of the previous candidates.
Wasn't it for how many years? Because you can do a write-in candidate, and for how many years, like Mickey Mouse would actually fetch whole number percentages? Because people would just be like, fuck it. Mickey Mouse would actually be the write-in candidate for it.
Fuck. Something like that. I don't know. It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit, anyhow.
Let's talk about video games.
Yeah. Because that's
not
bullshit.
I didn't need to diverge.
Real stuff sucks.
Yeah. Let's talk about virtual stuff, but not reality. Not virtual reality. It's too close to reality. It frightens me, Danny.
I want to get into
that res
suit.
Oh my God! If they did the PlayStation experience again, we're not going to be going to E3 this year. But if they were doing that at E3, I would figure out.
I would wear my lap dance underwear.
Lap dance underwear.
You guys, Danny,
I know about
lap dance underwear.
I know about this.
I don't know what this is, and I'm afraid to ask.
So I'll send you a link later. We can post it.
This will be in the show notes. We're going to put these pants.
Lap dance underwear.
Yeah.
Okay, explain lap dance underwear to me.
So it's underwear that you put on before you go to a strip club.
And it makes it feel better, or?
With the express purpose for shooting your load inside your pants without anyone knowing.
Mm-hmm.
The underwear is lubricated.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
So you're like ready
heightened
to go.
Sensation.
And heightened sensation and contains all of the things that happen during that heightened sensation.
My God.
Activity.
It's like an orgasm diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to get in the res suit with one of these orgasm diapers on.
Can you imagine the smell when you're taking those underpants out?
I would just burn them.
I mean,
I think
as
that's
soon
a,
as,
I think,
have to imagine that they're like sealed at the leg and waist
it,
holes.
It includes
right?
a classical wooden clothespin that you put on your nose, and then as soon as they're off, you toss them in the air and they just combust. Just and that's
light.
It. Yeah. Mm. And then burn semen flakes rain upon you.
Gross.
Yeah. So res suit E3. Sorry,
res suit,
guys.
E3.
Cool. That's definitely like whatever you said. That's gross.
Yeah, but look for that link in the show notes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, rush right out and buy you some. Yeah.
They're very reasonably priced. Yeah. I have heard, not that I've bought them or looked at them.
I mean, I definitely looked at them.
I don't even know what to say. I am at a loss for
I'll
words.
I'll give you here. I'm going to segue it. I'll give you a topic that you might have something to say about.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is all the rumors, and then maybe the actual information in there. So let's say it was true. Let's say they are doing a PlayStation 4.5 or PlayStation Neo or PlayStation 4K or an Xbox 1.2
one.
Or 1.5. An Xbox One. An Xbox, Xbox San Juan.
Xbox.
The code name is
Juan.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Xbox Juan.
X. I love it.
X tarjeta Juan.
Uno.
Jeez.
So let's say this was happening, and the tech rumors surrounding it seem to be, it's going to be slightly faster and able to produce like 4K video. So let's say this is happening. How would you, or how do you think it's best to handle that from a marketing situation? So you have the people, I'm angry. I have a PlayStation 4, not 0.5 or anything.
I would say, shut up. You don't have a 4K TV. This is for rich people.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you do what they did when the Xbox 360 and the PS3 came out, and you just market the shit of how good stuff is going to look on this new console. Like,
very much so. When the PS3 was first announced, the I believe it was the president CEO. It wasn't Shuhei Yoshida. I can't remember his name, but at the time of like Sony Computer Entertainment or Sony Media, whatever, when addressed like how will people pay for this, literally said they'll have to get second jobs. They will get second jobs.
Do what you
gotta
do. Yeah. Our shit's rad.
Yep. And from a technical standpoint, fuck yeah, it was. But I think we all saw how Sony kind of fell for a little while there.
Yep.
So wait for the weekend before the Super Bowl. Buy your curved dick TV, mm-hmm. and then get your PlayStation 4.5.
I mean, is that a good... I think it's a good marketing thing, because Sony's also like, buy BT Dubs, we make TVs. So from their angle, they can kind of look at it. It's like, look, everything's going ultra high definition, 4K. Uh-huh. Fuck, Apple has
so
a,
well with
has
the new
80
inch. You know, what's the Sony TV line? Vio.
Bravia.
At
least the Bravia
about?
Engine. Computers. Vizio, I think, is what you're thinking of. The main
nope,
brand.
Fuck
Vizio?
It. Move
yeah,
on.
Who cares?
But yeah, Super Bowl. I want to see sports, and yeah, sport I want to see. I don't really, but I want to see. High definition men tackling each other and getting all sweaty.
I want to see that.
And I also want to see
up close,
like video games, Lara Croft's things bouncing and whatever, mm-hmm. guns.
Yeah, and snakes junk.
That's recovery.
Did I say? No, I didn't recover well.
Nope, not.
So I mean that. Stuck
the landing. Can you see snakes junk?
You will in 4K.
It's under the eye patch. Comes out there.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
It's like a moray eel.
I kind of expected that he would replace his robo arm with just like a jackhammer dildo.
Or just a wiener. But then I mean a frankfurter.
It's like one of those forks that you skewer the hot dogs on and put up for the campfire. Like,
it's barbecue action snake.
He's got one of the big like chef hats. kiss the cook apron. Yeah.
Holy shit.
And I would buy that.
Of course.
I would buy that mod so fast.
Definitely.
Especially if it gave you like camouflage buffs, because like, oh, it's just a barbecue chef. He's not trying to extract that prisoner.
Instead of
he's stabbing her eyes out with his fork arm. So I think in some ways this is kind of them like they're following a trend of other industries. Like, I think they might handle it. I think Sony has maybe some benefit to be able to handle it. Say like, look, everybody's getting 4K TVs. This is the way to go. Like, your TV's old as shit.
Your argument is the technology that's already in people's homes is being updated. So here's an update to your console that goes along with
it. I think so. I think they're following that. And they're also helping to instigate further adoption of technology.
Right.
It's just, especially for Sony, because it's beneficial to them. Microsoft doesn't have like maybe necessarily the TV angle, but they can probably play a lot of the connected technology angles.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, so the entire home influence sort of thing.
Yeah, one of their big things was like movie and streaming services and all that shit.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, so it's like, oh, your Xbox, like you might as well like
the listeners
upgrade
at home,
your shit.
A fly just drove by.
Drove by,
it's
like chimneys. Lowered El Camino or something. Just menacing us.
Yeah. Playing Marvin Gaye shit.
What?
That's how James
rolls. That's what gangsters do. They play Marvin Gaye.
James just
drive
bought
by slow.
Guys, James just bought a brand new caddy. Like, that's his new wheels. So it's that's his
big
like,
pimpin'
yeah.
spending G's.
Yeah.
I spend
that's
G's.
James Lambert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song is about him.
It's thanks
you
to
probably
this podcast,
think this song
right?
is about you.
We make, oh my God, we are just, and James is literally almost rolling nude in the money that we make in this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Something, something, hand over fist.
That's how I got the car.
Hand job and a fist job.
Yep. Simo.
That's what we call the two-handed shocker.
I just call that the Ian.
Aw, Danny, thank you.
Well, you know,
it's... I always wanted
something
to
remember you by.
I always wanted a drink, a sandwich, and a sex thing named after me. So I got one of three.
Hmm.
Maybe, and I would like my drink and my sandwich to be similarly themed at this point.
The double-fisted sex shocker.
All right, so Microsoft is going to
take over your home. They're creating Skynet.
They're probably, once again, okay, if they continue the same path that they've been going with the Xbox One, it's not going to be as strong of a marketing campaign as
They're having a bit of a rough time about
They want to see you naked in your home.
Which I think is not something that everyone is into. Obviously, yeah. James is not.
James be down.
James not against that whatsoever, but...
James be nimble, James be quick. James is fine with Microsoft seeing his dick.
Yeah.
Right there. Just came up with that right there.
That's like it's like deaf poetry jam in here.
Jesus.
I wish I was deaf.
It is hot in more ways than one in here. But... Exactly. Yeah, I think...
I've never hated you more than I do right now.
Well, that's... I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, like, this is
I've done
a new,
some terrible things to you.
This is a new depth of hatred for me.
Yeah.
It's a nude depth.
A nude depth. Wow. How best would you handle users at this point? Because now you're going to have, like, I would be worried about a split audience of, hey, I've got a PlayStation 4 and I've got a PlayStation 4.5. Like, that's not, like, one, that would be difficult as a company to say, like, well, we're going to release some games for PlayStation 4 and some games for PlayStation 4.5 and Xbox 1.5 or whatever. Whatever theirs is going to end up being called if they actually go through with this. That's already, I mean, you're already kind of dangerously splitting up an audience at that point.
Right.
And it seems to be most of what they're pushing at is like, well, every game would just have like a high definition mode or something like that. Like there would be no changes to it.
I think
otherwise,
you're
going to
see developers drag their feet on releasing games then, because now they're having to
do an extra work,
do all this extra work, or
would they just
into
abandon
modes.
The older thing, or would they abandon the new thing, like not support it?
I think they'd have to, like, for a developer, they'd want to go where the money is.
Yeah,
you know?
They'd probably play a wait and see.
Well, for PlayStation 4, it's with the PS4 because it's what? How many? Like 40
million?
Oh,
60
no.
million is the
yeah.
What
40,
they,
60, something. Yeah, I want to say
it's trending like 20 million over the next year or two.
I think 17 million worldwide
yeah,
is what
we're at. I'm trying to remember. I read the article a while ago.
There's a shit ton of stuff being sold.
They projected this like huge figure for the PS4 being sold in the next year.
PS4 became hardware profitable in 6 months. Woo! Which broke a record. Like no console had sold, because usually hardware is sold at a loss at first until you have volume, and they hit it in 6 months from launch. So, and I want to say the numbers are like probably close to 20 million worldwide at this point.
So they could afford to invest in a higher, more expensive technology, not higher.
Right, but then, yeah, where's the developers sit where it's like, well, every game you make, you also have to include a bunch of ultra-high definition assets, so that's more work on your part.
Right.
And like Danny said, like, wouldn't as a dev, like, I'd be like, wait, seriously? We got to spend more. We're already on borrowed time and money here.
Right.
You know, like, we know how a lot of dev studios work, and it's like some of them have had some success where they're able to keep a bunch of irons in the fire and kind of keep things rolling, keep things going. Others are like, look, we've got one project and just a certain amount of people, and we're out of our angel investment or whatever. Like, hey, we're working on just the sheer goodwill of, you know, the people here, like everybody's got full-time jobs and families, and they're working on this game on the side. If this is going to be worth their while, how are we going to do that? And it's like, oh, fuck that. Like, I don't have time to make extra shit for this game. I'm just going to pander to whatever the majority is. And if the majority is like the old version, you know, this it has the potential of being a slippery slope.
Yeah. Agreed.
The slipperiest.
Quite super. So, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily have a good way. This is probably why I don't work in marketing, and I'm more of an engineer. Because I don't really have a good way of, like, how would you handle if you have two versions of something, but you need to make... You don't want to have any separation in your audience.
Well, you have to have separation in your audience. You have two different products that appeal to two different demographics.
Yeah.
So you have the product that appeals to the people that will pay slightly less for it, and want to play games for fun, and you have the technophiles that the higher technology console would appeal to, and then those are the people that are going to either reinvest if they've already owned something because they have the money to do it and they want the best experience possible, or they're new to PlayStation or haven't bought a PlayStation yet, and or whatever, and will invest at that point because they already have their ecosystem set up in their home.
So yeah, so like, I think there's two. Yeah, you're kind of landing in the like, look, shit moves forward.
Yeah.
Like if you don't want to move forward with it, that's fine, but you got to stay there. Danny, what are your thoughts? I kind of wonder if you're with like everybody play nice camp. You know, like look, if it goes to this guy, it's got to go to everybody.
Or it could be wrong. I think that if maybe if there's enough buy-in from the users, you know, if there's enough
je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, if there's enough motivation behind, like, for a user to adopt the new technology, mm-hmm. like, hey, here's this new game that's going to be exclusive to the new thing. Like, we got, I don't know, we got Kojima's new game
yeah.
that is exclusive to PS4.5. And the only way you're going to be able to play this is if you update, because it's so badass, it requires all this processing power. Mm-hmm. And we just can't, you know, they play it up in like this. Well, we'd love to ship it to everybody, but we've just made it so great that it requires this new hardware. And it's only going to be here. And that sort of thing will probably drive users to go, mm-hmm. well, shit, I wasn't going to adopt this new technology. I was just going to live with my slower load speeds or whatever. Yeah. But
I guess now.
But now, like, of course I want to play the new Kojima thing. I will definitely adopt the new console. And so they would, I think they'd be able to drive sales that way. Yeah. If it goes that way, I think you're going to see everyone just sort of say, well, screw this old thing. The old games that worked for it still work.
I'll give it to my kid.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll just throw that in the back room and whatever.
I kind of see it. The
that goes in my vacation home.
Yeah. This we'll put this here for one.
And you're summering in the Hamptons.
We want to play the retro titles at this point. It came out 4 months ago. For that system, I think I'm very much in a similar boat where, because I know a lot of the commentary is like, oh no, it's just going to be like everybody gets the same game, but this one will have an ultra high definition version. I honestly think after a while it's going to be, because you brought up the best point for that, Danny. It was like developers are going to be like, fuck that, I'm going to play the audience where
the money
like,
is.
Yeah, I'm going to play where the money is here, and the money is
without adding extra work to
exactly.
myself.
And that's going
to
be the tiny
games and kids games.
Well, that's going to be the hell. I would say that's going to be the tiny developer, the tiny indie developer, mm-hmm. and that's going to be EA because EA is going to be like, really, you want us to pour an extra X million dollars into
Don't
something
care.
That we're not going to get a return
Pay
on?
Us.
No, look, fuck off.
EA is going to be like, look, it doesn't matter where we go because everyone's going to throw money at us for
yeah.
our
Madden
number 48.
Make a liquid shit. And put Madden's face on it.
We're gonna
Metal Gear Liquid Shit.
That's the new one. Yeah,
that's the next expansion,
codename,
right?
Metal Gear codename, Liquid Shit.
Liquid Shit.
And yeah, we're just gonna put John Madden's face on it, and it's gonna sell
it's
gangbusters.
The place.
Or we'll put Call of Duty.
That's
Call of Duty.
Madden.
That would have been
Liquid
way better
shit.
Reference. Damn it.
Liquid Shit. Call,
Call of Duty. Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Son of a bitch.
Pretend we did it good.
Yeah.
Sure
okay,
good.
Everyone,
yeah.
remember that time that we said the thing that was funny? Us neither.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Never happened here. I would say it would probably be in their best interest, or they may, like with the Nintendo 3DS, leave it up to the individual sellers to have an upgrade path.
Right.
Like if I could say like, oh, I can, you know, trade it in and, you know, you do something to make me feel good about it. It's like, oh, we eco-recycle this. Like we everything gets smelted.
We eco-recycled it?
Yeah. It's like, we're not just throwing it in the trash. Like, oh, we're actually like,
Jesus.
Oh, the socks are coming off.
Gross.
Naked James by the end of this podcast. Naked James, 2016.
I'd vote for him.
That. Yeah, I'd vote for that. I would say like,
Earth
yeah,
people.
I can confirm that James is one being and not many. Ted Cruz for Human President.
.com. Go check it out.
So yeah, I would say I would really kind of like stand in both those camps. So, but I think it would be best if they have whether it's originated from Sony or if. The retail outlets have some sort of upgrade path.
Yeah,
or if hell, if they're just like, oh, well, you can trade this in, whatever, and they resell the old shit later on.
Well, right. Like, if you look at GameStop, they're constantly mm-hmm. doing trade-in stuff. They're like, we'll give you $200 for your console right now if you trade it in towards the purchase yeah. of another
That's because
console.
That's all the money for the business model that GameStop has. Like, all the money they make is used.
Constant
right. consoles,
recycling.
Yeah.
Constant
right,
recycling.
But to a user, so me, let's say that the new PlayStation is $500.
Mm.
Okay, if I can take my current PS4 and trade it in for half that amount, and I just spend $250 rather than spending $500 new dollars right. out of my own pocket, that'll make me much more likely to that's much more attainable. That yeah. that barrier of entry is much lower. I'm really a whole lot more willing to spend that amount of money.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, let's do that.
I would agree. I think it's, and my guess would be is like they are taking the path. Like they might initially say like, oh, everything that comes out for PlayStation 4.5 will also come out and work just fine on PlayStation mm-hmm. 4. And then it will slowly be like, well, now there's enhanced.
Now we have the new.
And now we have this. And as time goes on, it's like, and the pain, the quote unquote pain gets less and less.
Right.
And the pain is really just like, I just bought this and I just invested in it. And it's, that is both a free market economy problem, and that's also a human problem. The human problem being like, a new thing? I have to get it. No, you don't. No, you don't at all. We're perfectly fine to subsist on older thing. We don't need the newest and latest and greatest anything. Now, is it great to have it? Yeah. If it's within your means, should you have it? Yeah. Especially if a corporation who's making it provides like easier ways to get hold of it, go for it. And you're not breaking your bank and starving your children or whatever to do so. But I really think like if they're smart about it, they'll kind of like ease their way into that. Like, look. Just here's the new future thing, and then a few years later, they're going to be the PlayStation 4.75 mm-hmm. and the Xbox 1.75 or something, or PlayStation 5K or something, or whatever the hell is the next
fractions
thing.
And decimals are hard.
Yeah, we don't like
math that shit.
Yeah, but it's going to happen. It's going to just be as part of the things that you adapt with and go with. And hey, if there's a nice easy path to do so, especially as a retailer, I would think that like you said, GameStop. I feel like everybody has trade-ins now, by the way. Like, every place I go to is like, oh, we also have this pre-owned. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, cool. So every place is having some sort of trade-in something.
Right.
And it's probably just a good business practice at that point, and that yeah. will help get people past the initial concern of
until shit, there's no more physical media, but that's a different show.
Yeah, that's a different show. It's totally a different show. What's not a different show? Is one thing I was thinking about when I kept seeing all this is like iterating technology.
That was a nice segue.
Thank you. We have very poor segues. Anytime we get a good one, I'm glad we call it out.
It's only two wheels.
And you got to lean.
Swag.
I don't know how to do
Swag
that.
Swag way. Mm-hmm. Lean back.
Like Fat Joe. Anybody?
Nope. Fat Joe? Mm-mm. He was also on the Samurai Champloo soundtrack. I think, didn't he do the opening theme for that? Because it was really fucking good.
Sure.
I don't know who did it. But I like that one.
That was a good one.
That was a good
one. That's a good
one. So one thing that I kept thinking was, the complaints I kept hearing was like, this has never been done before. And I was like, well, to a certain aspect, yes. But that's not 100% correct.
It's like that Bare Naked Ladies song. It's all been done.
Thank you. It's been 1 week since he looked at me. And what I mean by this is, like, think way back. Think to... Good.
That's that helps good. The memory.
It does. Think back. That's like our
our wavy our, lines
yeah,
of
our flashback,
memorization.
Our flashback device. So think way back. I would say this really started to hit heavy in the 16-bit era. But... fucking console add-ons. Oh, and I don't necessarily yeah. mean like the NES. Sorry,
Danny. Yeah, Danny rolling them up.
It's so hot.
We do it for the podcast, man. We do it for the fans. Like the
both of them.
Both of them. Yeah.
There's two in here. They're not on.
No.
Cuz it ruins the podcast.
Yeah, we like good
we're
quality.
We're concerned
so.
With the quality. 16-bit era.
First time ever.
16-bit era. And the fucking add-ons that were for all those systems. So, like, I mean, the NES and the Master System had iterations where they went tinier mm-hmm. and smaller. And sometimes, like, God, even the Master System had, like, well, I think it was a pack-in, but they had the 3D glasses. So all the extra little shit. Those are actually pretty rad. But right around the 16-bit era, that was also when game consoles started introducing, like, CD add-ons. So it's like you had the cartridge media, which didn't have much memory, but a CD had a shit ton of memory. So the first one to do it was like the TurboGrafx-16. Like they had the Turbo CD or the PC Engine if you were anywhere else in the world. But so it's like, oh, you can have this system, then you can buy this extra $400 something to add on to it that will play CD games and music CDs.
I think Sega is very guilty of that in that era.
Yeah. They had a shit ton of stuff.
They had the TV channel, right?
Which I, oh my God, the Sega channel? That's right. I had that, and that was awesome. I actually really, really loved that. That mm-hmm. was cool. So, I mean, guilty as charged for something like that. But yeah, it was like this monstrosity that fit in your cartridge slot. You got a package from your cable provider, and it was literally almost like a PlayStation Network or an Xbox Live, where it was but the games changed every month, and it was like, oh, I'm going to go play this, and it would download it to your that specific cartridge system, its RAM at that moment, and you could play the game. You couldn't save it really, mm-hmm. Unless you left it on. So it's like, if I remember playing,
which everyone did.
I played Phantasy Star 2 that way. I think it was 2 or 3 where I played it, where it's just like, I just didn't turn it off. I just left it on the whole fucking time. Didn't
burn a hole in the fucking ground where the console's sitting.
China Syndrome, it's called.
It also...
China Syndrome?
Yeah, China Syndrome. When you burn a hole down to China because your nuclear reactor melts down. Much like the Sega Genesis.
Yeah. Like it did.
All right, I get it. Move on.
To the core of the earth.
Speaking of Sega Genesis, like they sold physical add-ons. Like they mm-hmm. had the Sega CD or the Mega CD, depending on where you are from.
Like dear the listener. 32X?
The 32X. They haven't had... you were even a proud owner of a Sega CDX, which is quite possibly one of my most favorite consoles of all time, because it was a Sega Genesis, a Sega CD, and a quote-unquote
audio
portable CD player.
Yeah. Portable is a very loose term.
It's a very, by today's standards, I would say it is.
It weighed about 17 pounds.
Yeah, it is an inaccurate... But that thing was... I think it was fucking sexy. Like, it was so compact.
What are you complaining about?
It had a handle and wheels. It was basically a wagon.
You just drag it behind you. But that thing was fucking sexy.
Radio flyer.
So they had that shit. Thinking of TurboGrafx. TurboGrafx had their... I know in the PC Engine they were called, like, arcade cards or something. So it's like, you might get a new game, but this new game needs more RAM than the TurboGrafx had. And the TurboGrafx used what was called Hue cards. It didn't have, like, traditional, like, slot load cartridges. It almost had, like, little credit card style mm-hmm. things, and those were the games for it. And so this one would add extra RAM, so you would need that RAM to play this CD game on there. And so it's like you had to keep getting extra editions of it.
Were those bad? All of this stuff we're listing off, was that bad?
Was that a bad experience,
did people hate it?
I think a lot of people like really bought, like they bought into some things, but then they might go into be like, wait a minute, these games suck. You can look back and say, like, hey, there's some real hidden gems here. Like the Sega CD. Sewer Shark. Are you calling that a hidden gem?
No, it's
a fucking awful game. That game is garbage.
What I think the difference
I did see in the credits that Mark Mothersbaugh of like Devo did the music for that.
He's making money.
So, yeah, he's doing it.
What I think the difference is, though, between those like 16-bit era classic consoles and what we were previously talking about is that you don't have to get rid of your console. It's Transformer additional Super Saiyan, like you're leveling up past 9,000.
Yeah.
With these add-ons. That's, even though they may cost several $100s.
That was the thing. You do
have your old base.
In fact, many of those add-ons, like they just didn't, like 32X did not sell well at all. Sega CD sold okay, mm-hmm. Whatever. The TurboGrafx, the PC Engine, fucking huge in Japan. Like it was the reigning king for forever. And the TurboGrafx did meh here, because it was only certain markets and shit. But so more of the add-ons didn't do as well. But like those, the base systems, the core systems, kept on trucking, and they still had a lot of support for them. And
that's your first taste.
Yeah, it was like, oh, these other things can do more for your system. So it's like, this isn't necessarily real. Yeah. And so it was like hearing like all this shit, like, oh, it's gonna separate the user base. I was like, we've actually been down this road before, and we did it in some really weird ways too. Mm-hmm.
So to kind of sum this all up, it sounds like we, at least you guys, have this nostalgic memory of these add-ons for your system that introduced optional things that were cool that you could do mm-hmm. for your system. But if you didn't want to spend the money or you had no interest in that particular add-on, You didn't have to fuck with it. You spent your money on the base console. You could still play the games that you wanted. But so that I think James made the point that that situation is slightly different, or it's different from you have to buy a new console to get any sort of an update or any sort of an upgrade
to your console. That's where it does divide a little bit, and I think that's where a marketing, like, if Sony and Microsoft were to do something like this, they're gonna have to play their cards right.
Right.
Like, they're gonna have to be very smart about it, and it's gonna be something where it starts out as a nice to have or neat to have, like a Sega CD or Sega 32X.
I'm just saying, I would pay some money for some Rez Jizz Pants.
I don't think anybody.
If we're gonna add that on as an accessory.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's gonna.
Several people would pay for that.
There's a lot of pervs in the world. I think you're underestimating the amount of pervs that want to get masturbated by their video games.
At least a dozen.
Just saying.
Possibly two dozen.
There are dozens of us.
There are dozens of us.
That was very inclusive.
The whole number of percentages in this room.
I mean,
right now.
I'm not denying it.
You're supplying it, then.
Sure.
So, I guess we could say, in conclusion, this shit is going to happen, whether people like it or not. Yeah?
It does happen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean the shit that James is taking right now. In his seat that he's working on. But yeah, there's going to be new shit. There's going to be some sort of new hardware that comes out. But for it to really be successful, they're going to have to be smart about everything. Like, they can't just be like, oh, here's a new thing and here's the old thing and boom, that's it. It's going to be
bing, bang, boom, give us your money.
Yeah, bing, bang, boom, give us your money. Because we will over time, but we have to be assured of it. And then it has to become worth our while. And then there has to be a good upgrade path for us. And when we really think about it, it's not really unfamiliar territory.
You know what? I will give them this money for a new console if they can just make the PlayStation Online experience better. Please take my money. Please make some.
Put that. What are you talking about? Like the multiplayer online experience? You're talking about
their store.
We need an online experience criticism corner with Danny Quinn, I think.
We just need a general criticism corner with Danny Quinn.
That's supposed to be
a kernel criticism corner.
Yes, that too.
That was supposed to be like a YouTube segment that we're going to do eventually, dear listener, that we keep talking about.
The tentative name, the working title, which this will not be the final title, is Fuck That with Danny Quinn.
Yeah, because we know that won't get on. That won't fly.
No, that won't fly in a non-mature YouTube channel. That won't fly on an
unflagged, YouTube channel.
Yeah, so, unless there's boobs. Right?
Yeah, and then it's fine.
That
Wait, no, that's how to. That's the only way to get male viewership. It's with boobs.
With boobs?
Yeah. I mean, we got them. We can flaunt them.
We got something going on.
Yeah.
Might as well flaunt it.
There's something happening. I don't know if it's going on.
In my pants.
Well, that's true.
Well, thanks, listeners. This is the outro now. We're going into the outro. Thanks, listeners. You listen to this thing, and congratulations. You're never getting that time in your life back. I don't feel bad because that's your choice.
It's also ours now. Stole it.
I believe in free will. I don't believe in predestination. That's me. That's my personal hang-up. If you want to know more about anything, you can go online and look at stuff and Google. And Twitter is a thing, right? And you can find us.
They are things.
At a website. It's a BitPub thing.
The BitPub.
The BitPub.
TheBitPub.com.
Yeah.
.com. I wish.
You don't have to capitalize the T in the, right? It's not like a proper pronoun.
You go to a secret website if you do.
No, you don't. A tour? That's what the kids are talking about, right? Where you can buy drugs online?
I mean, you can buy drugs from us.
All right. I don't have any. I may have some aspirin.
You can just give us money.
I'm definitely holding.
So that's one place.
My wiener.
The BitPub.
In my head.
We're on Twitter.
Twitter.
The BitPub. And then there's some people in this room that also are on there, and I will try not to reject your advances, Twitter universe. So
if they were trying to advance on you, where would they go?
If you want to advance on me, you can find me at Doodoo Monster on Twitter. And then there's two bearded gentlemen, one slightly more beard. We're going to start with a lesser beard.
The
lesser beard to my left, also my more liberal.
Beard the lesser?
Beard the lesser.
I'm Danny Gwynn, and you can find me at Strongest Kung Fu on Twitter.
How do you spell that?
Just like it sounds, actually. I don't have any weird, dumb stuff with how
there's
it's
not
spelled.
An ampersand in there or anything?
Nope.
At bracket, strongest, kung fu, close, squiggly bracket, XX, X.
And this week, my kung fu movie recommendation Return to the 36th Chamber.
Is the jizza in that one?
Is the what?
Yeah, I was going to say, is this a Wu-Tang album?
No, but it is in that era of the...
The inspiration for the...
Yeah, Wu-Tang like the plan. Various, like the 1970s era the kung fu movies that they
is it,
that
is,
they
is
were inspired
ODB
by.
Is ODB the last boss?
He did.
No.
He did. That's true.
There, I have queued up in my... Well, in my Netflix queue... The Kid with the Golden Arm, which is definitely referenced in at least one Wu-Tang song. So I'll be watching that one next, probably. But the Return to the 36th Chamber, pretty good. I give it a thumbs up. I enjoyed it. It's super cheesy. It's got like the bright red paint blood effects and stuff. It's great. It's about a con man who pretends to be a monk that knows kung fu. He doesn't. He gets his ass kicked. Then he has to go learn kung fu. It's great. I enjoyed it. I think you will too. So... we've got a slightly more bearded gentleman over
and
across the table from
more
here.
To your right.
The super bearded and so conservative he's actually communist.
Yeah, so far right. So conservative that, I mean, I don't believe in free will. I believe in determinism. Free will is illusory, James.
The mother state tells you how you should be.
That's how you should be. Also, multiverse.
Okay. All right. So go on. Tell us about yourself.
Someone wanted to, you can, to look at your
if you,
bearded
if you want
quotes.
To talk about if you want to talk about multiverses or video games, you can find me at TheSpacian on Twitter. Also, I think I'm on Snapchat now. I think I started doing that, but
that's what the kids are into.
That's what the kids
are
into.
What the kids are doing?
A lot of dicks. Let me just say, a lot
is there
of
a
dicks
lot of dicks?
Snapchat.
Also, I think
most of them are James.
Also, if you post something and I don't respond, I think mine is actually broken because I have a lot of friends on there and they're like, oh, I just posted this and it never shows up.
Hashtag humblebrag.
Yeah.
I got a lot
I just got a lot of friends. It
like
kind of broke Snapchat.
Four or five friends easily.
Guys,
yeah.
So many friends, it broke Snapchat.
Yeah.
They can't even fucking keep up with it.
Like, they don't know what to do. Like, how do we deal with this many friends? I don't know.
No one knows.
They called Zuckerberg, and he was like, fuck it, I don't know.
It's not Facebook.
Yeah. But he knows how to deal with friends and likes.
That's true.
So, but they called
they need
him
to get
to
Tom
consult.
In this.
Tom's my friend.
Tom, yeah. My friend.
He's everyone's friend.
Yeah. You can find me at The Space Ian on Twitter. And we can talk about space. We can talk about video. We can talk about whatever.
You talk about Ian's?
You can do it, yeah. The
yeah,
Earth
let's,
kind.
Let's
the,
not talk about those.
Some of us are great.
Mm-hmm. Well.
All of us.
Thanks for that.
That was wonderful.
End of show.
There's a lot of cans that are empty on here. So it's obvious to me that this has been and we are a bit drunk.
Yeah!
Woo!
To myself.
Cheers. Bye. I have seen that one shirt. What had let you play guitar on it?
Wait, what?